Okay, here we go. Avos melachos arbam chasrachas. There are 39 melachos in Shabbos. 40 minus 1. Okay, 40 minus 1. Why do we have to say there are 40? Why don't we just say there are 39? Okay, that itself is a shmooze in itself. I don't know. But right now, there are 39 melachos. Okay, here we go. We're going now through all the 39 melachos. Hazoreya. First is that the melachos are arranged. It's kedai to know the numbers, the way that the melachos are arranged. Okay, the melachos are arranged. Let me just see, it says over here what I'm looking for. The numbers. The different groups. The first group are the agricultural melachos. Then they are the melachos of making bread. Okay, let's see. Number one is hazreya, to plant, seeding. And the Gemara is going to go through each one of the melachos one at a time to fully understand what the melachos are about. Number one is hazreya, is planting. Number two is hachoyresh, to plow. Number three, hakoytzer, to harvest. Ma'amer, what is ma'amer? To gather all of the stalks after you do harvest, you cut, to gather all the stalks in one location. The hadash is to thresh. How do you thresh? You take out the animals, you let them stamp on the grain. The hazor is to winnow. And the ear, haboyer, is to select. After you winnow, you select the good from the bad. Okay, boyer is a very complicated malacha. Boyer is to select the oichel from the psoilas. Are you allowed to, on Shabbos, to separate different types of svarim? I only want to take chumashim. So are you allowed to remove the sidurim? Are you allowed to remove? Okay, this is not the scene now. No, we'll get to boyer later on. Boyer next. Hatoichen is to grind. Hamirakeit is to sift. Sifting is very similar to boyer. What's the chilik between mirakeit and boyer? Boyer is when you select the big pieces. Merakid are the small pieces. We have to define the chil between these two. Halosh is to knead. Ed water oif is to bake. Hagoyz is to nekfer. That's it. Okay, that's it. So let's count the number. It's very important. We have over here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Got that? 11. There are 11 melachos that go into making bread. Is number one is planting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay? 11 melachos that go into making a piece of bread. 11 melachos. Now, what about clothing? If you want to wear clothing, how many melachos you need to do clothing? Hagoyz is to shear the wool. Esatzemer. Hamalabna is to whiten it. The haminaptsoy is to comb it. Comb out the knots. The hatsoyvo is to dye it. The hatsoyvo is to spin it. The hamesich, and that's a very complicated principle. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Hamesich means you attach the threads. You attach the threads to the. Let's see, Rashi. How does Rashi touch the word hamesich? Because this is a very complicated sugya. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Rashi hamesich. He doesn't really translate. He just gives you an old French word for hamesich. Okay, the Gemara will later on explain what it means mesich. But let's see over here on the side of the Gemara. I have an ois base that says perish moseach chutei hashesi, to stretch the chutim of the shesi. The chutim of the shesi are the threads that are permanently in place. The erev, the way you remember, very easy way, a simon to remember. It's kedai to come tonight just for this show. The way you remember which is the Erev and which is the Shesi is the Erev, sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. You have to call the hotline Erev Shabbos, right? Sometimes, you posted, who posted this? Who's the one who posted this? Who posted this?
This is out. Let me guess.
This is what you put. Okay, you have this in the Gemara from 7 years ago?
7 years.
I gave this out?
16 years ago.
16 years ago. Wow. Scary, huh? Very scary. I remember that. Wow. Okay. Thank you for posting it. Thank you. Okay. So mesich is when you, the Erev, the way to remember the Erev is sometimes it's up, sometimes you see this guy on the side over here, this fellow over here in this picture. You look at him, you see that there are certain threads that are attached to the beams. See in the middle of the picture, Yishol? Oh, he doesn't see this. Yishol is on the telephone. He doesn't see this. So just me and you. So the what's it called? The Erev is the chassis is permanently in place. The Erev is the buchia, is the threads that you throw with your hand through the strings, up the ones that are up and down, and you keep on moving it through back and forth. There's movement. It's like the Erev. Sometimes the Erev is up, sometimes the Erev is down. It's in your hands. You have to. But the chassis, those are the ones that are permanently attached to this machine, to this object which you use to weave a garment. So if you stretch, when you stretch and you lay out, the threads of the chassis that are permanently attached to this, not permanently, but in the process of making the garment, they are the ones that are stationary. When you stretch these threads to put them in position in order to get them ready for the weaving process, that is called mesach. Next, what's next malacha? Is v'oiseh shtei batei nirin. Now that is, there is a thing in the center. There is a frame that goes in the center, which you insert the chassis threads into, and you're going to be able to lift up all of the even or the odds. All of the even go in one frame, and all of the odd chassis go in the odd frame. There's an even frame and an odd frame, and they alternate. The even frame, you insert the even threads, and the odd frame, you insert the odd threads, and you alternate by lifting one and lowering one. Lifting one, lowering one, and sometimes you put this on the pedal. Look who came, look who's here. Shlomo Rabinowitz who just walked into the room. Baruch Abba, B'Shem Hashem, Shlomo Rabinowitz has entered the arena. Everyone stand up. Everyone rise. All rise. Hail for the chief. Weiter. Okay. Are we Sholim, you still here with me? Are we Sholim, you here still?
I'm here.
You here?
Hello?
Why can't you come and join us with the Mashimka? We can see you. So much hanah.
My dear friend, let me invite you.
Let's go weiter. Weiter. Oreg is weaving. Schneechutin, someone weaves. You do the actual process of weaving. Next. The apotzea schneechutin. What's apotzea? Sometimes the chutin get stuck to each other. A malfunction. Haramaisa built into the Malach of Shabbos. This is Malach, all the 39 Malachas, from all of the 39 Malachas, the one Malacha that is the most intriguing Malacha that was Kedai to come tonight to learn this Yisoid is the Malach of Potzea. Because all of the 39 Malachas are all purely constructive Malachas. Nothing goes wrong. It's a perfect world. Everything goes according to plan. There's only one malach in the Lamites malachas, which is a malacha that involves something that is not ideal, that was never meant to happen. That when you do the weaving process, there's a malfunction. There's a malfunction where two chutin get stuck to each other. That's not supposed to happen. And when that happens, you have a special tool to separate the malfunction, to separate the chut from the other chut. Why should that be a malacha? The malacha is represent Maisa Bereshis. It represents the Binyan HaMishkan. When Hashem did Maisa Bereshis, there are no mistakes. Everything is done with precision. So, I'm asking you, Murdig Akasha, this is an incredible Kasha here. How could there be a malacha called Potzea? Rashi says, look at the words of Rashi. What is Potzea? I lost the place over here. Rashi, Potzea. Where is the Rashi? Menatek means to separate. Pe'omim. Sometimes. Sheyesh b'shnechutin yoysem midai. It sags. U'menatek mehen u'maklishon litzorich. And you have to menatek, you have to separate them. U'maklishon and straighten them out, litzarech. Let me see what it says over here in the parish over here. On the parish, in the Mesivta, it says, Hamesir shnei chutin, shesi, or shnei chutin erev, mitoich ha'arik, if you remove two of them, and on the bottom, Samaches, it says, L'havona samalachas ha-meisich, ha-oisa bet-anirin. He has a long arichas over here. And the bottom, he explains over here that meisich, okay, this is too much for me to read over here. I don't understand. Too hard for me to understand all this. Basically, what happens is that, as Rashi says, it sags. Something goes wrong, and you have to give it a zet to get it back in order. So again, remember this yisoid. Pella, pile ployim. The lamites melachos of Shabbos correspond to the lamites melachos of the Mishkan. That's one chazal. Another chazal corresponds to the melachos that Hashem engaged in binyan ha'olam. You would assume that the Bria was perfect. Everything Hashem did was with precision, and yet in the process of weaving, mesich doesn't have to happen. Mesich can go. Everything can go according to plan, and there would not be a need. No. The potseya would not be necessary to be potseya. Potseya is only when there's a malfunction. So what do you see from this? That Hashem bedafka, He built into the world, into the Bria, moments where the world should bedafka malfunction, and man should come along and correct the malfunction. Coronavirus is a malfunction of the Bria, where a creature, bat, has a disease and it spreads from animal to human being. Whether it was manufactured by the laboratory in Wuhan by human beings or not, it's irrelevant. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Earthquake, tornado, violent winds, tsunami. What are all these things? This is the potseya of the melachos of Shabbos. Malfunctions which need to be corrected. And Rishol, you hear what I'm saying? Oh no, he disappeared again.
What'd you say?
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said, the word that I said?
My phone, so you don't hear the background noise.
But did you hear what I said? You hear the word that I said?
Not 100%. Please repeat it. Hello?
Yeah.
Please repeat it. I didn't get it clearly.
There are 39 malachas. From all the 39 malachas, which malacha to you is the most intriguing malacha? From all of the 39 malachas, which malacha do you find to be the most intriguing, the most unique, out-of-the-box malacha of the 39 malachas? No, why Makapatish? That's the final, why is that the most, that's in fact the best. Makapatish is the Hashlama, that's the best. That's Adarabba. Makapatish is a... That's malacha gerua, but it's a malacha. The malacha that stands out like a sore thumb from all the malachas, the malacha of potseya. Now, what is the malacha potseya? Malacha potseya, Rashi explains, is that when you're weaving the garment, and you're putting the chutin, you let the shesi, and then you do the erev. Sometimes in the process, when you're weaving back and forth, two chutin of the shesi get stuck to each other, because the chutin, they sag. For some reason it sags and it gets stuck to each other, and the weaver has to take a special tool and give it a zetz just right, not too hard, not too soft, to separate the chutin that have sagged, to put them back in order. That act of separating the chutin that sag is called potseya. Now the problem is that is not ideal. A good weaver, a person who's a mumche, will never ever need to do potseya. He knows how to purchase quality thread. He knows how to perfectly lay it out on the machine that he's using, on this object, this thing, whatever this thing is called, whatever the mice are called, this loom, on the loom. He knows how to perfectly lay out the strength.
Hello?
And he has, on the loom. Whatever it's called, whatever, the Maisa Oirek, they call it Maisa Oirek, whatever it is, the loom, find the loom, this whole contraption, and he knows how to go to the store to buy the best chutin, and he knows how to put the chutin on the loom perfectly, and he knows how to maneuver his hands with the buchya to perfectly weave the garment in record speed, and nothing goes wrong, it's perfect. With enough experience, you can get this down to a science where you can put together a garment with perfectly, with no hiccups. No hiccups. They'll shaykh them, will do shchi their entire life. They can brag to you and they can tell you all of these tricks they're able to do. And they can tell you all these funny stories. A person that's a mumcha, you see them in construction, they're able to do these bizarre things. They send these videos, WhatsApp videos, all these crazy things people do. People that do this their whole life, you develop a skill and you can do things the average person can't do with experience. This principle of taking an object, taking a special tool, and giving the thread a zetz to straighten out the chutin is only when there is a malfunction. It's not the way it's supposed to happen. Every other malach in this Mishnah is ideal. If you want a piece of bread, you don't have a choice. You have to go through 11 steps. You cannot skip one step. You have to go, you have to be choyresh, zoreya, and all 11. You cannot skip. But when it comes to making a garment, you can skip. I do not need the malach of pritzeya. Pritzeya is only when there is a malfunction. You have to correct a malfunction. That's malach of pritzeya. Okay, you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, so what's the problem? The problem is, Chazal make it clear as day that the lamed tes malachis correspond to the 39 acts of labor that the Ribbono Shel Olam engaged in when he created this world. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, now when Hashem created this world, were there any malfunctions? It's Hashem's world. Hashem is pratsur tamim pa'ola kichol drachav mishpat kel emunav einavel. When Hashem made the world, Hashem made with 39 acts of labor, there were no malfunctions. Hashem knew what he was doing. He's a pro. So what is the malach of pritzeya doing in the Mishnah? The 39 acts of labor in the Mishnah correspond to 39 acts of labor that Hashem engaged in to create the world. There is one malach that does not belong here, and that is pritzeya. Because the whole essence of pritzeya is only when there is a malfunction. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, there are no malfunctions. Hashem does things perfectly. Hatsur tamim pa'aloi kichol drachav mishpat kel emuna v'ein avel. Tzadik v'yashar hu. So what is pritzeya doing in the Mishnah? The whole malchus of pritzeya is to correct a malfunction.
But that's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's human beings.
The 39 malachis of the human beings, the Chazal say, correspond to the 39 acts of labor that Hashem did in Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the part of the 39 malachis that are needed for the Mishkan. If you're going back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, he's telling me that every single malachi here in Hilchos Shabbos, in Masechta Shabbos, has a parallel by the Ribbono Shel Olam in his Bria of the Welt. That means there has to be somewhere in the Ma'aseh Bria a malach of pritzeya. But the mahus of pritzeya is only to correct a malfunction. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is making the world, there are no malfunctions.
Where's the bris?
We're in a bris.
Who created somebody that you have to go in?
And we have malfunctions. We're not talking about the Bria Sa'adam, the Bria Sa'ilam. The Lam, the Chazal said,
Kadosh Baruch Hu created something that we needed to finish, which is removing.
We needed to finish. That's bris mila. Okay, no, but that's Adam.
What about Makeh B'Patish?
Makeh B'Patish is what's the kasha? When you gotta finish off the job. Makeh B'Patish is the last thing you have to do. All of the 38 of the 39 malachas you have to do. Go back to making bread. There are 11 malachas in making bread. Can you skip one of the 11? Can you omit one of the 11 to put a piece of bread on the table? Impossible. You must go through every one of the 11 malachas in order to put a piece of bread on the table. There's no skipping. Impossible. If you skip, you don't have a piece of bread. You have to be choyresh, zoreya, mekatzer, ma'amer, zoreh, dosh, zoreh, gansamais, all 11 malachas have to be there in order to put a piece of bread. When it comes to making a garment, I think there are 13, if I'm not mistaken, there are 13 malachas. Guess what? You don't need every single malacha. And in fact, there's one malacha that you hope and pray you don't have to do altogether. Because just a waste of time. It's only to correct a malfunction. There's a malfunction that while I'm laying out the threads, I didn't tighten the thread tight enough, so it sags. And when it sags, it gets stuck to the next thread. And now I can't proceed. So I have to go take a special tool and give it a zetz to separate it so I can proceed. That wasn't supposed to happen.
The sense is killing me. What's the answer?
The answer is that the Ribbono Shel Olam, he like really was like Shlomi saying, but it's more tiefer than Shlomi saying. Shlomi said that Hashem made Adam incomplete. Sha'omar li'olam oidai, Hashem did not make man with a bris milah, so Adam can be mashlim the bria. But this is even deeper. It's even deeper. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a world where he allowed part of the bria is there should be malfunctions or possibilities of malfunctions in the bria, so that man can come along and or Hashem comes along. It's very deep to correct it. The whole mahus of Pitzeya is to correct a malfunction, and there has to be a parallel to that in the bria. That means Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, Hashem is perfect. You can't say Hashem something other than Ribbono Shel Olam. So the only mahalach is that Kagufa, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create a world bedafka where there should be things that can. It depends. You know, it doesn't have to happen. There can be malfunctions, and it gives Adam an opportunity, an opportunity to step up to the plate and make tikkunim, and that is marbe kavod shemayim. You hear?
Here?
You makabel? No, of course not. Weiter. It's not for nothing. We only have three people that come to the shiur.
Weiter
in the Gemara. In the Mishnah. The oy says shtei botidin ve'oyrek shnei chutim ve'abotzeach shnei chutim ve'akoyish next. Akoyish ha'matir koyisher. What is kosher? Kosher, you tie to, you have also, now this is not so posh, matir. This also is touched upon that thing I said about toif, the Gemara is going to talk about, okay, the leaf of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about exactly what is kosher. Obviously, you make a keshel kayama. Hamatir to undo not. Ha toifer shtei tfiroi stitching. Ha koireya al manahas litvar. Okay, you cut koireya. But the decree has to be significant enough that the kavana is to stitch in its place two tefiras. We'll leave all of that for the Gemara. The Gemara goes into a lot of detail here. Okay, so how many malach is that? Let's count the number because I don't know how to count.
There's 13.
So we have 11 and 13 up to 24. 11 melachos for making bread, 13 melachos for putting a shirt on your back. Okay, so when you give someone the shirt off your back, you're giving them 13. They're giving them the number. It took 13 melachos to reach that matz of having clothing. Food is only 11. Giving a person clothing is greater than giving a person a piece of food. When you give a person clothing, you're giving him 13 melachos. When you give a person food, you're only giving him 11 melachos. Vita. Next. Now we come to parchment. Now we come to Hatsa Tzvi. You trap a Tzvi. Okay? You trap a Tzvi, a deer. Hashoychata, that's one. Hashoychata, you slaughter it. V'yamav Shita, you skin it, you flay it. Hamolcho, you salt it to remove. V'hamabed, that's already going, you add lime. V'hamemachakoi, you smooth it. V'hamechatcha, you cut it into a very precise size. Hakoisev shtei oisiois, if you write to oisiois, v'hamoichek al manas lichtav shtei oisiois. Okay, you erase in order to write to oisiois. How many melachas is that? How many melachas is that, Shlomi?
Eight.
So we start with 11, 13, 8. So nochmal,
11 and 13.
The house
was before 11.
11, 13. Now we have Hatzot Tzvi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hakoyosev Shte Oisiois. 8. And then Amoychek Almanas Lichtoiv Shte Oisiois. 9. Okay, 9.
What?
What? And here you are.
That also correcting of a mistake?
Oh, not necessarily. It's not the same degree. Okay, not for now. A poitzoi is purely a malfunction. It's different. You have to explain, well, not now. It's a whole different mahalach. It's a whole different thing. The other examples, there was no mistake. In the case of poitzoi, the threads, they sag. Wait a minute, why are they sagging? Because you didn't do a good job in Nesach. these examples, you knew what you wrote. I wrote these letters, but for whatever reason, now I want to write something different. Something has changed. So now I have to erase in order to write something else in its place. There's no malfunction. There's no malfunction. This is amol, there's a change. Things change in life. You have to go now, rewrite things. It's done with precision. It was written this way until now, and now we have to write it differently. It's not the same of Meitin Potzeh. Potzeh, the mahus of Potzeh is where in the process, in the normal process of reaching a goal, something goes wrong. Those other examples are pure malfunctions. Weiter. Next, now we go to the last list. The last list is Haboineh, the Hasoiser, to build, to demolish. Demolish is Soisel, Bedav Amanas Livnois. Hanechabeh, to extinguish, Vamavir. Okay, amake bepatish and make bepatish. Is make bepatish a chilek of binyan? Not necessarily. Okay, this whole shiloh, what is make bepatish relative to binyan? Next. And then we have hamotzi, how many melachos are that? Those are all of the collection. Hamotzi me reshus le reshus, hare elu ovois melachos arboim chosrachas, the 39 melachos. Okay, now you notice the last melach in the Mishnah is chaitzah, and yet it's the first halach in the Masechta. In the Masechta, we start out with chaitzah. Even though chaitzah is the last item in the Mishnah, it was the first halacha taught in the Mishnah. It took Ayin Gimel, 73, which really 72, it's 70, it's 72, Ayin Beis, Ayin Beis, Eis Hashem's name, and that really goes all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta, is the last Soif Dover, Soif Maisa, Machshava Tchila. Soif Maisa, the Machshava Tchila. Literally, the last Maisa of the Mishnah of the Lamentas Melachis Shamaisin, the Machshava Tchila. It's the Erish Mishnah. Yitzis Ashtabish, Shtayim Shin Arba. Okay, good. I'm sure Lima, we do this. Got it, Klar? All 39 Melachis?
Yes, sir.
We learned tonight, Mamash, do you say this of Shabbos? Now, here we go. Now we're going to go very quick, okay? This is not so hard to go. What?
You said the first 11 was preparation of food.
Then it's clothing. Then it's clothing. And then
what's
is
the next?
Clothing. To put and then comes to books. To parchment. To write. A Sefer Torah. Parchment. Books. A person needs three things in life. He needs food, clothing, and books. The Daf Yomi. Think about it. What do you do the whole day now? You wake up in the morning and what do? You eat. And you get dressed. Look, you're wearing clothing. You're wearing the same thing you wore last night. How come you couldn't change into something different already tonight? What happened to the red costume, the Santa Claus costume you used to wear?
And what's the last five?
And the last is just an assortment. An assortment of different zachen. Boine, soisar, demolition crew. Ask your grandchildren. The demolition crew. The boine, soisar, hamechabe, mavir. Extinguish to light, makh bepatish, and might say mirushus lirushus. I don't know what's in common in those last cut. That represents construction, a place to live. A man needs food, clothing, books to read, and he needs a place to put them. He needs a library, he needs a house to live in. Boin and soiser, and the mavir to light, make fire, and to extinguish is all part of the process of construction. When you do construction, you need to. I don't know. Do you really need fire to make do construction? Maybe you do. Destroy. I don't know. Vaita. Minyan alumli. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara. Now we learn the Mishnah. Let's try to go quick. Minyan alumli. Why do we have to have a number? What is the purpose of the number for the Inyan? The Gemara says, Am Rav Yochanan Shem Asim Chulam Hil Mechad Behel Mechad Chayav Kol Acha. That's the famous sugya. To teach you that if you do all 39 malachas in one state of forgetfulness, if you forgot today is Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv a grand total of 39 malachas. Question: how is it possible to forget that? How is it possible to know that it's Shabbos if you forgot every single malacha? What is Shabbos? Shabbos are the malachas. If you don't know the malachas, you automatically don't know what Shabbos. So how can you possibly know that it's Shabbos and forget the malachas? This was the last piece of Gemara that we learned yesterday. What was the last answer? The last answer was, you know about Techumen. Techumen, al yetzei ish mimukoyim vayim ha-shvi. What was the second to last answer? That you know that on Shabbos you cannot do the malachis, but you only thought there's a loisase. You did not know that there's the chiv kares. You are shkoga on the kares. but you were yodea on the lavin. That was a previous answer. But the better answer that we really know from the more popular answer is that you know the melachas at all, but you know there's something called tuchumin al the malchus of Shabbos says al yetzei ish v'mekoymai b'yoyim hashvi, to be sheltered in place. The oilam is now in a matzav of v'shavaso ha'aretz Shabbos la Hashem. The Welt is in the matzav of Shabbos. And on Shabbos is zeichet to the bracha of all the brachas of Shabbos. If only now at this moment in time we have a moon up shooting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can be zeichet to the greatest brachas. Because Shabbos ki ha makor, says in the Nuscha Tzvila, Shabbos the makor for all bracha. If the Welt now is in the matzav of Shav Sa'aret Shabbos la Hashem, the potential for bracha is infinite. You have to take advantage. It's coming to an end. Look, in Eretz Yisrael, they announced tomorrow all the shuls are open. They're all open. That's it. It's over. It's open. You can go to shul tomorrow in Eretz Yisrael. So that's it. It's Mitzvah Shabbos there in Eretz Yisrael. By us, it's still Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, they're always 7 hours ahead of us. So by them, Shabbos is over. But by us, the Chabarai, in a few more hours of Shabbos, for Shav Saret Shabbos Hashem to be zeichet to the brachas of Shabbos, ki hi makor l'chol habracha. Rav Sholim, hear what I'm saying? Weiter. Next. Weiter. Oma Hazre Vacharish. Shlomi, you like that?
Excellent.
Weiter. Hazorea Vacharish. The Gemara Leah says the first two melachos are Zorea. What's Zorea? Zorea is the seed, Charish. In fact, the Gemara, the obvious kasha. Don't you ever do farming? Come on, don't you do farming? Michli, Michlav Karve Beresha. A person plows first, and then first you plow, then you seed. So why does the Mishnah say first to seed and then to plow? The Gemara says the Merdeki side. Listen, they should say Chorish v'chod listening Zoreya. Tana, the Gemara's Tana is discussing Tana be'eretz. Tana is be'eretz Yisrael koi de Zorei bereisha v'chod ar korve. In Eretz Yisrael, the technique is different. They first drop the seeds on the ground, on the hard earth, and then they plow. You notice the Gemara is teaching us the Bruma Shalom in Takan Eretz Yisrael, the culture. This Gemara is defining. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, they're very rough. They get into a taxi. They're trying to squeeze you out for every penny you got. This piece of Gemara on the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis defines the different culture, the whole essence of the culture of Eretz Yisrael versus the culture of Chutz Li'aretz is found in these two lines of Gemara. In Chutz Li'aretz, you first soften the earth and then you put the seed in. In Eretz Yisrael, you drop the seed on a hard piece of ground, rock, and then you plow the ground. You meet an Israeli, they're hard, and you throw at him a piece of Torah. You tell him a vart. He's rock hard. He looks like a mashugna. And then after you tell him the vart, then you soften him up. In America, you have to make a kiddush, a chabad. You come to the kiddush, you soften the guy up. You feed him, you do this, and then you say, maybe you want to do a mitzvah, maybe you want to put on tefillin. In the chutz l'aretz, you have to first soften. I got it. Thank you very much. In chutz l'aretz, you first have to soften the people up, and then you put a little Torah into their head. In Eretz Yisrael, you put the Torah on the hard rock, and then you work on the person. It's a different mahalach in life. It's very true what I'm saying. You hear? Okay, weiter. Let's go weiter. Let us go weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. Be'eretz Yisrael next. Next Gemara is Tana Lenebrais, Tana HaZoreya VeHazoymer. Okay, Zoreya is, we learn in the Mishnah, we have the Zoreya seeding, and the HaZoymer. Oh, doesn't say in our Mishnah these Malachas. We have 39, it says there Zoymer is to prune, the hanotea, and it says to plant, the hamavrich, is to, what's the translation of mavrich? I forgot. Graft. It's to graft, two different trees, the amarkiv. Okay, mavrich, what's, and that's not correct. Mavrich means, you know, mavrich means you bend a branch of a tree into the ground and you let it take root. You take a long branch and you bury it into the ground, and it takes root in the ground. Amarkiv means you graft. Take two branches and you cut them on an angle and you tie them together and you wrap it around. They grow together. Kulon mulach achas tehein the ulon malacha. So this brayso here says that even though the Mishnah says zoreya, only one malacha, but the brayso elaborates zoymer noiteya mavrich and markiv. These all ovois malachas. It's all one malacha. Fact the Gemara gzuntait. Oh boy, you just sneezed. Oh, you sneezed. If you were to sneeze in the public place, boy, would they finish you off? They would look at you like you opened up a grenade and the whole world came to an end. Don't worry, I sneeze all the time. I sneeze in public. I don't care. Vaita. Mike, they look at me like I'm nuts. Mike Mashmulan, what is the chidush of this? What's the chidush of here? Hog Mashmulan, Sha'isa Malach is high in Malach Achas, Ein Chavalachas. The reason why we need to teach you this halacha is that a person does all these in one good day's work, one day's work. You go out to the field and you seed and you prune and you plant and you are mavrich, you bend one of the branches into the ground and you markif, you only have one carbon if you do all these things, because it's all me'ain one malacha. Vaita, no, he disagrees. Hazoymer, a person who prunes a tree, he's chay mishum noitea, he's chay mishum noitea, not because of zoreya, v'ha noitea, v'ha mavrich, v'ha markif, chay mishum zoreya. It's based so mishum zoreya. So what's the most kasha? The kasha over here is mishum zoreya in. You only chay mishum zoreya. Mishum noitea loy. But didn't we just say before that they're all one malacha? So what's going on over here? The rice over here says that if you zoymer, you chay mishum noitea. And if you noitea. But didn't we just say before that even noiteya is chayiv mishum zoreya? Everything goes back to zoreya. So the most kasha mishum zoreya in that if a person is the person does these things, if he's noiteya marvich markiv mishum zoreya in mishum noiteya loy. But didn't we just learn before? It's a statement. Mishum zoreya in, mishum noteya loy. So what is that mashma? It's mashma that noteya and zoreya are two separate melachas. Since in this braisa we're breaking the two up, the person is zoymer, he's chayv mishum noteya, period. A person that is noteya, mavrich, markiv, chay mishum zoreya. So it's mashma. You do these things, there's zoreya, but there's no din noiteya. What's going on here? The Gemara says, no, it means over here, what it means over here is, af mishum zoreya. And the brayos over here is coming to teach you over here is, it's really all one melacha. It's really all one melacha. That's all what the brayos really means to say. That the malacha of planting is the earth, and all of the other things are by trees. That's why it breaks them up into two different parts. Okay, and the Braisa begins by saying that if you are zoymer, where do you do zoymer? Let's see the Rashi. What does Rashi over here say? Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Chayev mishum zoymer, chayev mishum toldas noiteya. Okay, the tolda, who did we lose? Lose Alan Gross, he's gone? Shlemi, where's Alan Gross?
I don't
know. Chayav Mishum told us noteya. The Litzmuchi of it. If a person does Zoymer, is Chayav Mishum noteya. Vinoiteya gufe, v'chin mavrich markiv, Chayav Mishum zoreya, Rashi, koloimar. Okay, so Rashi is the word koloimar. He is that word in. Inu nami zoreya hein. Ze'av bizroyim v'ze'av bilonis. Okay, so that's the point. This price is mashma, there are two avos. There's an av in zera, and there's an av in ilonis. Mishum noteya loy amavrich v'markiv koi. So it comes out that when the person does mavrich and markiv, so he's chayiv mishum noteya, but he's not chayiv mishum zoreya. Ema, the Gemara says, no, af mishum zoreya. Tahach ziriya bilonis, v'yavid le'vachadi zoreya, mechayev chod v'suloi. The Gemara's kashan havin was that the nafkamina will be, let's say you'll do mavrich and zoreya. Or basically noiteya and zoreya. The Gemara's question is that there should be two separate avos. There's an av for the earth, and there is an av for trees. And then the av, the trees, has toilodois. The toilodois of trees is mavrich and markif. Those are the toilodois. So if you do the av and the toldo, you only have one. But there are two avos. There's the av called noiteya and the av called zoreya. In fact, the Gemara, but we learned before that there's no such thing as two avos. It's only one av. There's just that av is divided into parts. There's the av by it's all the same. We don't consider it to be two separate ones. The Gemara says you're right. It means you're right. The Emes, the Brisa, means that it's really considered to be all one. It's all considered to be one happy family. All of these things are all nichlal in zoreya. Zoreya is the av, and everything else, l'choira, is the toilada. The av is seeding, and noiteya, mavrich, markiv, and zoimer are the toiladois of the av of zoreya. Next piece of Gemara. The Gemara is Amen of Kahana. Hazoimer, a person is prunes, v'tzarech lo'etzim chayiv shtayim, achen shum kleitzer, v'achas mishum noiteya. A person, he prunes. So when you're pruning here, the Gemara is introducing these. I told you, in every single daf, in the entire Masechta, from the Sharblot, even on the Sharblot, I can show you a Makar, from Melechas Machshavis, Masechta Shabbos. Every single daf in the Masechta includes the principle of Melechas Machshavis. This is the unique nature of Shabbos relative to all the other Melechas. And here is a Nafkamina. A person, he prunes. What is your kavana? If your kavana is because I want the tree to grow better, then you're chayiv mishum zoimer. If your kavana, you could not care less about this tree. The reason why I'm cutting off this branch is because I am hungry. I did not eat breakfast, lunch, or supper, and I want some food. And I need some fuel, some firewood to make myself dinner. So then it's mishum koitzer. Koitzer is when you take something off the ground because you want that item. Zoymer is when you cut something off its root because you want the item that it's growing, not to be a leech. You have items in this world that are a leech. They suck you out for everything that you got. And you want to remove them, not because you could care less about them, it's because you don't want them to suck you out and destroy you. So what is your kavana? Along comes the Gemara. The Gemara tells you the kavana is the ikar. If your kavana is that it should not be a leech, then it's zoimer. If the kavan is because you want dinner, then yichayim mishum koitzer. Here's an awesome chiddush. Let us say you have a double kavana. I'm doing a mice of cutting. My kavan is not to be a leech. And number two is I need fuel for dinner. So the Gemara says an awesome chiddush. One single maisa can result in a violation of two malachas. And you be chayiv two. That's a chesh. If not for learning this stuff tonight, you would never come to that conclusion. You would say that if you did one maisa can at most be mechayiv you one carbon. How can one maisa be mechayiv you multiple carbonis? It's a tremendous chiddush, no? Isn't the chiddush of Shol? It's a tremendous chiddush. One maisa is mechayiv you because you're kavon, because of malachas machshavis. Vayit in the Gemara. Omar Vaitav, so late Mishum Kotov Yakov Yakov Mishum Noitea. Omar, Rav Yosef, Haiman, the Kotla Spasta, Nayazach, we're going to get a spasta. What is a spasta? A spasta is grain that has only grown a fraction of its potential. Okay? And the Mela, what happens when it only grows a fraction of its potential? It's only chazi for animals. Man is a human being. Umoisar Odom and Abehema, Oyin, Amira, Yedia, and Neshama, Amira, Yedia, Neshama. If a person is meant to reach his full potential, if something does not meet his full potential, if he does not meet the full potential, then it's only fit for animals. Okay, this is a Musa Haskell. If you reach your full potential, you're an Adam. If you don't reach your full potential, then you serve animals. That's Shachas. Shachas is grain that has not reached its full potential. It's only fit for animals. Chayiv Shtayim. Achashim Koitzav Yachim Shem Noiteya. Why? Because by cutting the Shachas prematurely, you are enabling the earth to regenerate. the grain is not going to suck out all the nutrients of the earth. It's going to remain fertile. The earth will remain fertile, so it's a din of zoymer. The Gemara over here is introducing an awesome, awesome chiddush that if not for this tafma, you would never ever know. Chazal were scientists, and they're teaching you that there's such a principle of zoymer on grain. Go ask, I don't know, who do you call these people? Botanist? That's for trees. Botany? Botanist, ask them if there's such a principle called pruning the earth. They'll tell you no such thing. The earth, if you want to rejuvenate, you let it lie fallow. There's no such principle of pruning growth out of the earth to cause the earth to rejuvenate. That principle of pruning is true only when it comes to trees. When it comes to the earth, if something is growing and you cut it prematurely, that's not of any benefit. That's not called that you're causing the earth to regenerate, to rejuvenate, that we should call it zoymer. Along comes the Gemara, the Chachamim, they were yerelus of daito shel inyan. They have a mesorah, or they knew this scientifically to be correct, that there's a principle of pruning with regard to the earth. Ad kedei kach, they'll kill a person over this. Rabbi Chayev, if his kavana is to cause the earth to rejuvenate this grain, grown out of the ground, and it's only a third its growth, and you bedavka cut it now, and you don't want to eat it. You don't want to feed it to your animals. Your animals, you give them much better food. You give your animals steak for dinner. You don't give your animals fodder. You eat the fodder yourself. But here you're cutting it for nobody, so you would think you're going to be put legarmi? No. If your kavana is that the earth should rejuvenate, yechayv mishum zoymer. And zoymer is a talada of zoyreya. That's a chiddush, no? Isn't that a chiddush? Did you know that before you came tonight? I never knew that. Chayman de kot las pasta, chayv shtayim. If you have a double kavach mishum, kuzach mishum noiteya. Amen abaya, chayman de koniv silka. A person cuts a piece from silka is beets, right? Silka is beets. Is that what it says there? Chayiv shtayim. Achnushom koytzev yachz mishom zoreya. Zel bezach. There are tzvei dinim over here in silka. When you cut from the ground, zel bezach is because by cutting it prematurely, you're allowing it to rejuvenate. Next Gemara, v'achoyresh, plowing. The Gemara says, tonal nebraisa choyresh v'achoyfer. Now we're going to alter the toladas. Choyresh is plowing, v'achoyfer digging. The hachoyreitz, making an etch in the earth. Kulon melacha achasin, is all one melacha. Amen av sheishis, haisalai gav shishis. There was a mound, unatala, you took the mound. What, babayis? If you have a mound in your house, you have an earth floor. Babayis chayim mishum boine. Yichayim mishum boine. Basad chayim mishum choyresh. Say the zelba mayis, another chishlik mother. The zelba zach. The zelba zach. If it's in the bayis, it's boine. If it's in the sode, it's choyresh. Amarava, hois like gumi v'utu mami, but gumi v'pit. A pit in the ground, utu mama. And you close it up. Babayis, chaymishum boine. Basodach chaymishum choyresh. So learn a lot of chidush from the Gemara. The world where you do one maisa, you chayef twice. We learn over here that you do the zelda maisa. Location, location, location. If you do this in the bayis, the zelda maisa. Beloy, no shinui, not even the smallest deviation. It's perfect. The same ma'isa, babayis, boine, basode, is choresh. Next one, Amrababa. Ha'choifer guma b'shabos in tzarech el afra. Famous Gemara. This is the most famous Gemara in the entire Shas. Right? A person, guma, he digs a pit, and Shabbos, and why am I digging the pit? I only need the earth. Pater olecha. That's not called choifer. The mahus of choifer is you need the pit. The arm, the afil, Rabbi Yehuda, the arm that says melacha shem l'tzich l'gufa, chayv olecha. Oh, it took us 73 blot to finally come to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says melacha she'ena tzich l'gufa. You had this before in the whole Masechta Shabbos. Do you remember you learned the whole Masechta Shabbos? You took the Bechidus, Dirish Bechidus. You know this inside out? Did we ever have Rabbi Yehuda until now? A melacha she'ena tzich l'gufa, chayv olecha. Hani mili mesakein. That's only a tremendous chiddush, a yesoid. This is a yesoid, and this is the hakdama to every sefer Hilchos Shabbos. Even if you hold a melacha, she'ena tzrich legufa, you're going to be chayiv. There's a proviso. What's the word? Proviso? Provisio? Listen, you know, his wife, she's the writer, she knows her stuff, she taught him well. A provisio says that what? It has to be a tikkun. Tikkun, not a kilkel. So therefore, when you go and you take earth out of the ground, I don't want the pit, I want the earth. Is that it? But what did you do in the process? Dug a pit. Is that a tikkun for the veld? Was that a kilkel for the veld? You have ruined Hashem's world. Hashem made a world that's flat, and you made a hole. That's a kilkel, even if he was in the Moedim Nipater. That's very important. You say not to forget that you said Vaidin Gemara Koytzer. Now we're going to new Gemara. Hakoytzer, Tana Koytzer, Habaytzer. All different categories. Koytzer is harvesting. Boytzer. These are reserved words for different items. Grapes. The word for grapes is boytzer. Vehagoyder. These are tomorrow dates. Vehamoysek. This is a reserved word for olives. Vehoyre. This is a good word. You ever know this word? These are for figs. The word you use for figs is oyre. Like oyra. La Yehud mois oyra simcha v'sasen v'ikar. A te'ena is a fig. A fig. A fig is the word you bring for bikurim. Is oyra. There's a principle, you have to remember this. La Yehud mois oyra simcha v'sasen te'ena is a fig. What's the mile of a fig? Not for now. Kula meloch achas. Vaita, amar papa, ma haiman d'shto pisol l'diklo v'atar tamrei. This is the second most famous sugyan shas. A person throws a clump of earth and he throws it on the ground, hits the ground, and it causes the tree to shake, and a clump of dates fall off. Vasar tamri, dates fall off the tree. Chayiv shtayim, achas mishum toilesh, v'achas mishum mefarek. One is talisha, and one is because of mefarek dosh. Mefarek means to undo, to release what is within. If there's something within an enclosure, and you do a ma'isa to release it, that is called mefarek. And mefarek is a toilada of dosh threshing. When you thresh, you're separating the kernel from the chaff. So the Gemara over here is saying an incredible chiddush. There are three major chiddush happening over here in this piece of Gemara. Number one is grama. There's no physical contact. The way you cause these clump of earth to come apart is through an indirect act. You threw a clump of earth on the ground, and the ground somehow sent vibrations. Vibrations in the air, vibrations on the tree, a shtickle movement, and it caused it to come off. So that is indirect act that is sufficient to be chayv benafshay. The mezim shoyg is chayv. Number two is one act can chayv you two together. And what are the two together? Mitzad echad, it's toilish, it's coming off the tree. And mitzad sheni, that it's a unique type of matzav. Dates are enclosed in a larger cluster. And when you release what's within from the enclosure, that is a chelik of dosh. There are a lot of chidushim here within this Gemara here. Chayim Mishum Mefarek. Rav Ashi Amar in Derech Talisha Bekach, he disagrees. That's not called Talisha, the in Devein Derech Perika Bekach. Nope, that's not Derech. He disagrees. That's Rav Ashi. Vayit in the Gemara. Amar Rava, Hayman the Chonif Milcha Mimilachta. Mimilachta, a person that collects. The Chonif means he collects salt. Mimilchasa. From the quarry. Okay, where they quarry salt. Okay, where they quarry, so there are pits of salt in the earth, right? Is that where that's the way it works? There's some collection, there's some type of collection of salt, and the person goes in and he makes a collection of salt. Collection. If you're a collector, if you go collecting on Shabbos, let's say you knock on someone's door and you're a collector, and it's Shabbos, and you say it's Bikuch Nefesh. So what malacha is it over to collect money? It's ma'amer. You're collecting money. You're collecting ma'amer. You collect salt. It's ma'amer. It's ma'amer. Amar ein imur ella begid likarka. No, there's no such thing ma'amer. He's saying a tanai. You saw it ma'amer. Ma'amer has to be only mechubur likarka. Salt is not called mechubur likarka. Males not shech ma'amer. Next, the hadash threshing. The Gemara brings all the tongue of the rice. Hadash v'hamenapetz. Dash is threshing. V'hamenapetz. What's menapetz? Menapetz is a reserved word used for linen. Linen, inside the linen is the flax. So the flax is surrounded by psoilas. So you have to step on it and crush it in order to bring out the fiber of flax from its surrounding environment. Menapetz. Vehame na fate. Menapet is katan. Okay, we learned about this when I was in fifth grade. But how do you make katan? Katan, also you have to bang it to get the katan seed out of there. I have no idea what katan is even. I couldn't tell what katan was, and my life depended on it. What katan is. How these things work? It's like a cow. Did you ever see a cow your whole life? You separate the seeds of the cotton seeds. Kulam loch achas. All the zelba you said that you are releasing something from within. Next, hazoyre, the haboyer, the atoychin, winnowing and selecting, the atoychin, grinding, the merakid. Machshak Gemara. Hi, no, I ask you this kasha. When we learned the Mishnah. What's the chilik between boyer and Zoyre? Zoyre is winnowing, and you're causing the chaff to separate from the kernel, and Boyer is you're selecting, and Merakid is sifting. Boyer is where you take out the stones, and Merakid is where you sift, you take out the fine points. So what's the chilek? Abayev Rebbe Dev Travayu, Kol Milsa, the Havi B'Mishkan. Here we come to an incredible chiddush. The Enochanan, the more we're saying, Mori Dikuzach, there's taka no chilek. There's no chiluk. Look, the people over here walking around over here, you see? A violation of social distancing. Kol Milsa. Here's the aside. The aside over here is Kol Milsa, the Havi Mishkan. Avagav di Ika, the Damula, Choshev La. Hermaisa, that's what it's Hamin. It doesn't matter. Even though in principle and concept, the Zelbazach is going to this Choshev. I want to remember, we always discuss this answer. What is Rava? Remember we learned that you said Rava Nabaya? Rava always goes another level deep. So when Rava looks at these three malachas, Zoyre, Boyre, and Merakeid, Rava is very deep. Rava says, listen, I understand they're different, but in concept, let us be Yoril Lo'oimkoi Sholdova. In the Oimek HaDover, the Zilbazach, Rava, you have to remember the Yisrael of Rava. Rava is always an Amkon into the Yisrael HaDova. The Mela, you only should be Chayiv one. So the answer is, Enoch and Ami, the true in concept is the Zilbazach, but because it's in the Mishkan, they need to do these three things in the Mishkan, the Choshev Lo. Abai, Ebezei, Fekitimab, Velech Shav Nami, Koisesh. So if that's the case, it was in the Mishkan, let's count also grinding the wheat in the mortar. Okay, before you grind, in other words, grinding is done as two parts. Okay, there are two, there's tachina. Tachina is grinding. Now, if I were taking it, we learned how many balachas are there to eat bread? 11. 11. The Gemara's kasha is not true. There are 12. There are 12. Before you put the grain into the grinder, you first put it into a mortar. There are two parts to the grinding process. There is what's called the kisisha, where you put it into a, I don't even know what this is, a different type of grinder, machteshes. It's a different type of grinder which removes the shell, one part, and then you put it into the real grinder. Yet in the Mishnah we don't count. We only count techina. We don't count the step before. Oh, but what is in the Mishkan? And if you tell them, you know, even though it's a Zelbazach, grinding, you'll tell them because grinding and Kesisha is the Zelbazach. So therefore, there's no purpose saying twice. No, but we see when it comes to sifting, even though there are three different things, we list each one separately. Abaya says, here's the answer. So, oh, now look at this now. Who's the answer now? Abaya. Abaya always goes one step. Abaya does not go deep. Abaya always goes superficial. Abaya says, she can only oichel pita beloy kesisha. Abaya says, no, it's not necessary. Okay, over here he says, since an oni, a poor man, doesn't skips that step. He skips it. So it's not choshev. It's not choshev. And what was the yisoid? The yisoid is, and there was the Mishkan chashev law. So he doesn't say it's chosh. He just says over here is that it's not necessary. Frech the Gemara, no, it's Rav Amar, Hamani, Rabbi Yosihi. Rabbi He, the Amud says, Ovas Malachas, Arbom Chasrachas, V'i, Chashiv Kaisish, Rabbi Boim, oh, Frech the Gemara. So, V'le B'chad Mehanach, what's ridiculous? You're telling me that you're limited by the number? You're working backwards. There only can be 49 Malachas. Oh no, he left. Where'd you go? Where you go? Talking to a wall now. You left.
No, I'm here.
So, you tell me you have to fill your limit with the number there, so take out one and put in Kosish. No, not you. I'm talking about Shlomi Rabinowitz. Shlomi Rabinowitz, he's the guilty one. Elo machvarta kidabaya. The answer is kidabaya. Abaya, it must be that since the Ani doesn't need to do this, we follow. So what is Tari, what are you learning over here? Murdik Zach. This is a pili ploy, the Gemara is saying is the mahus of the molochus of Shabbos are defined by the poor people. That's shocking. Are they the majority? Are the poor people the majority? Well, in America they certainly are. What's going on over here? The Gemara is saying we have 30 on molochus, and really it should be 40. Because we should really include Koisesh. So why don't we include Koisesh? Why? Don't go tell me because in principle and concept it's the same like Techina, because we listen to Mishnah, Boirer, and Zoreya, and Merakeit, and the Zol Mazach. Teres says, Kol Milsa, Disin Mishkan, Chashivalei. It's we count it. Eba Zay, so count also Koisesh and count Techina. So what's the Gemara's answer? An Oni doesn't need to do Kisisha. Okay, good for the Ani. Is Ruba the Alma Aniim? The definition of the Melachos of Shabbos are defined by the Aniim. Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Ninu. How can the Mishnah tell us that the definition of the Lamed Tes Melachos is driven by the Ani? What's the Pshat? Have a good Pshat? I don't have a Pshat. Ein Ani Elabadas. How could the Ani be the driving force to fatayich the Mishnah, the Ovois Melachos of the Mishnah?
So you go down to the lowest common denominator.
Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat in the first Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, the Oni, Oni B'chutz, Balbayis B'fnim. Ah, there's a connection. You see now another Hechatimsa where the Mishnah is hopping onto an Ani. What's the Pshat? The Melachos of Shabbos Atoli in an Ani? Kol B'nei, and on Shabbos, no one's an Ani. Everyone is a Melach on Shabbos. I don't have an answer. This is a Kasha. I don't have an answer. Why the Melachos should be defined by Aniim when Klal Yisrael of the Yisrael of Rashmi, Lag B'Omer, Rashmi says, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Minu. I don't have a good answer. This is homework. You think about it. And when you have an answer, you call me up even in the middle of the night. You can call me up even 3:30 in the morning. You can call me up and tell me an answer. Get with Tasha. I'll answer the phone. Because if anybody have at that time, you can do whatever you want. You could have the whole house here. You could have anything you want. You can have.
Yeah. Getting more and more every day. Is that what you're saying?
What?
It's getting more and more crowded every day in the show.
Crowd is not the word. There's no standing room here.
As long as there's somebody to eat the cookies.
We even have cookies here. We have four types of cookies here. You wouldn't believe it. Four types. Connected. We divide it up here.
You're bringing cookies?
We divide it up here. We said everyone, we put the boxes on the table and we said, this is for the Chacham, this is for the Rasha, the Tam, and the Sheni de Elisha. And guess which cookies are all gone? Guess which category of cookies are all gone? You got it. The Russia. They're all in my stomach. Okay, thank you very much for joining me tonight. If not for you, I would go out of my mind. I mean, I already went out of my mind, but I'll go with my mind even deeper. Amen. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. Shukaya. So now that we're all alone, Shlomi.
Whoa, who's the other one here?
That's my previous shiur. He just got turned off his phone. He's my previous shiur.
Okay.
Can I close
it? Now that we're all alone, what do you want to know?
How's it going?
We're looking at after July 4th.
I send him away. I removed him. Isn't that rude? July 4th?
I mean, we're talking now around then.
Okay. So
the backyard somewhere. The question is, what are you allowed to do on July 5th, 6th, and 7th? What are you allowed to do without the police stopping you?
Which state are you in?
Long Island, in the Five Towns.
Gotta ask the Rabbanim there. I know in New Jersey, my brother's, he said that the Rabbanim, not, I don't know now, but they told everyone who wanted to get married, they told them there in Lakewood, don't get married in Lakewood. Go to Connecticut, go to Brooklyn. Here, they're nuts here. They said the police here, they were like a witch hunt to find a backyard where they're getting married somewhere in Lakewood. They were on a witch hunt. Go to New York, go to Connecticut, just don't get married in New Jersey. That was a while ago. That was like...
I'm talking about July 5th.
I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. You worry, we have to get through June. You know what's going to be July. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Every day is a new story. Every day the story changes. Literally. What do I know? No one knows nothing.